It is barely September, September 4th, and we're just barely kind of in the bit of an afterthought of the holiday weekend, but it is time. It is time for a theatrical season to begin, and appropriately enough, leading it off is Stage Left Theater. They have an opening on Friday night of a play that will be then running through the 22nd, so 3 weekends at Stage Left will be a play. And so if at any time you go to that lovely theater there on 3rd Avenue, just a bit west of Division, and walk in, then this is what you're going to hear.
Before you were born, I wondered, as you looked around and took inventory of the womb, did it look like this? Did you see the moon and stars in there? Did you see the floating bits of fire in there? Maybe you saw the food and air from your mother's bloodstream looking like constellations against the deep, deep black of your mother's night sky, like tonight. I haven't had a lover's eyes to look into for months. Instead, I've been looking up at the night sky, watching the watchful moon. Hey! What do you say, moon? What's the good word tonight? I know you. Yes, I do. I've known you a long time. I've felt your invisible fingers tugging the liquids inside. I've seen you eclipse and moody. And now you're so old, dear moon. You've outlived all your friends but me. But that's okay. Because someday we're going to shuffle off to the grave, together, wrinkled and slow, two old companions, still in love, still pinching each other's butts.
Ay, pobrecita. She needs me.
God, it's like all my blood's going crazy, insane in my body. What the hell are you doing to me, Moon?
You need me.
I feel so honored, Moon.
They say from the tears of women are civilizations made.
They really say that?
No, not really.
Then why get my hopes up?
Shakespeare called me inconstant.
I see why.
I never recovered from that. Bastard.
Hey, Moon, have you ever danced with a woman holding a gun?
From the tears of women come mathematics, sonatas, table manners, the zipper, the merengue, editorial pages, county fairs, guitar strings, lipstick, and the fables of Jorge Luis Borges.
You're just trying to get into my dress, aren't you?
Brain surgery, pickles, Macondo, Mecca, the double play, Bukowski, Tostones, and two pieces of bread expressing the sentiment of love.
Hi. References to Salvador Dali make me hot.
Which is the title of the play, which is opening on Friday night at Stage Left Theater. Yes, references to Salvador Dali make me hot. And already from a title like that, let alone what we just heard, anybody that has had any references to Salvador Dali in their life has more questions than answers. I was prepared for my own Dali story, but we don't need that because we're going to have all of these. But there is that wonderful sense of an enigma and questioning in Salvador Dali. So with any luck, my two guests, Marley Andrews as Gabriella and Rick Rivera as the Moon, will answer everything with more questions.
I would rather hear your story.
So here we go. On this play, which is opening up, and already all the vibe, all the everything we feel. So I think we need to start with you, Gabriella, since those are the opening lines of the play. So is Gabriella, how to say this, a person or a type? Is she a Are you a flesh and blood human that's going through something, or do you represent kind of a metaphorical person?
Both. Most definitely both. She experienced, pretty much we're in her world the whole entire show. The people that she has interactions with, you'll kind of recognize with certain scenes that it is kind of a different world. Our stage is set up to where it is the backyard, and then there is the inside of her house, and certain characters are only in certain scenes and certain spots on the stage, and so she's experiencing it all. The language that's spoken, I feel, in the certain aspects of each scene are different, but it's pretty much she's experiencing it all firsthand.
And does it matter to our discussion where and when all this and who and what's place in life and all these things Gabriella is?
Yeah, the backyard's kind of more of a lyrical, in a sense, would you say?
Dream
world. And in inside of the house, it's very real. It's very much the relationship between her husband, and you're kind of seeing it digress, but also trying to grab on to what's left there. There's a lot of chaos, but it's also passion in there.
Okay. And so then the character of the moon comes along.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess kind of the same question to you, Rick Rivera, as the moon, are you the imagination, or are you flesh and blood?
Both.
Okay.
I I get to come down from the heavens. So we get the very real male, even macho Latin, and you get more of the wise celestial body, right? Yeah, I mean, he's probably a little more ethereal than flesh and blood, but, you know, he's been around for so long, he has it all. And he does get to actually come down, stand next to her, and is seducing her.
Well, and clearly there, from what we just heard, I gather there's no line or distinction between sensuality and sexuality? Or is there?
I think there is. I think you'll see the difference between the different types of characters. I mean, we have the moon, but we also have the cat and the coyote, which you'll kind of definitely see the way that they interpret that with their characters and their movements. And then you also have the young lover, Martin, and also my husband, Benito, and their take on if it's really combined or if it's not.
So, again, plenty of questions.
It's so many questions.
It's so many levels. I mean, what Jose Rivera has done is brilliant and beautiful. You know, Juan sent me this play over a year ago, said, I want you to read this.
Juan Mas, who's the director.
He's the director, sorry. Sorry, Juan. It's rare that you read a play and say, wow. And, you know, this was poetry and street grit all together, that it gets so real and just so lyrical and beautiful at the same time. My wife is a writer, and I was like, you have to read this. You know, this is I don't want to do it, but you have to read it.
and so this play, you were saying that it's been around for what, about 20 years or so?
Yeah, I think
if
first went up in California in 2009.
Oh, so about 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when what effect has it had? Is it just a play known by a few people or to a few people, or what's the lifetime of this play in its first 10 years?
When they took it to New York after it premiered in California, that was at the Public. They did win the Obie Award for playwright. So definitely got some attention, some notoriety, but it hasn't been huge. I mean, there's a couple of, it premiered in Los Angeles after that, Harvard main stage, and now we're here in Spokane.
Good.
So not a lot. I think people who know, but John Q. Public, no. Yeah. Doesn't.
This is the play, which is opening this Friday night, references to Salvador Dali, Make Me Hot, which with the two actors as Gabriella Marley Andrews and as the moon, Rick Rivera. So they even had to have you come in with sharing a last name with the with the producer of the play.
Yeah, it works out.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so this play, the Stage Left, is known for doing things because they have a message, because they have an attitude, because they have a point of view. You've already alluded to a little bit of this in terms of some of the intricate relationships of people. Talk a little bit more about the issues that this play brings out. Is it simply human interaction issues?
Yes, I'd say so. We're dealing with a lot of things that people can relate to. There's PTSD. My husband has come back from war. He's been in the war. He's still in the military, so we're seeing effects of that on a marriage and just individually, and how firsthand and secondhand the effects that it has on that. We're also seeing the time spent apart and the issues within a marriage. You're able to see that. You're able to see the hopes and dreams of somebody, watching them pretty much walk away from her and just seeing that glimmer of hope dying. But I think there's many issues too. You see the cat and coyote, while they're a little bit more metaphorical, I do think that you're able to see, kind of, again, going back to that sensuality and sexuality, seeing how that kind of plays into real life too as well.
Yeah, and I think also aging, what happens as we grow older, and do we grow old and wrinkly together, or do we grow apart? And, you know, what the moon points out also about the house on the left and the house on the right, you know, and what these people are going through, memories and trying to hold on, and yeah, the growing apart. And so, yeah, it's a lot of relationship.
Already in the scene from the play that you delivered, there's so much magic in the language itself. And I gather this must be a real treat just to wrap your mouth around these words in here. Is that kind of the vibe of the whole play, that one is just going to get into the sense of magic of words?
Well, no. It's we got two distinct worlds.
Okay, good. Then take me to the world beyond that.
Yeah, so we open in the mystical, with the moon and the cat and the coyote and Gabriella. And then act two and act three is straight up reality with her husband. And then we close again back with the moon and the cat and the coyote. Although we do have a brief, you know, it's slight blending at the end, but yeah, it's interesting because how Jose Rivera had it formatted in the printing. Act one and act four, when you see it on the page, looks more like poetry in the long columns. And then act two and act three looks like a typical script. So he's even put the different worlds in the printing. And it's obvious. I mean, you just hear the lyrical nature of it. And then, yeah, these two go at it. You know, she and her husband, with the real harsh reality.
Yeah. And Gabriella, even as you were talking in the lobby first, and I was overhearing a little bit of your talk about that, this has been a real important immersion play for you. Talk about inhabiting this play.
I tend to do a lot of musical theater, and so that's kind of like my wheelhouse. And so I haven't done a straight play in almost four and a half years, I want to say it's been. So even just getting to dive in with this language and really just grasp onto what Jose Rivera has here, like, as an artist, just the act one and act four is just so fun in the mouth, and just the way that you get to play, and just even with your body language too, is so fun. But then you get that, again, like Rick was saying, that act two and act three, that just straight on harsh reality that is there. And so this play has just been so rewarding and just so on edge, I guess, with my character. I don't know if that's the best word to describe it, but it's just, I just have to be in that moment, and I just experience it from beginning to the end. And I think it's really shaped me as an artist, honestly. It's been great.
Marlee Andrews, who plays Gabriella, and Rick Rivera, who plays the moon. It opens this Friday. I assume it's the usual Friday, Saturday, Sunday sequence that Stage Left does for three weekends, and so opening this weekend and running through the 22nd. And then when you talked about inhabiting you in every way, tell me about the dance.
Well, the moon, as Rick was saying, comes down from the heavens and gets to really interact with Gabriella, and he's pretty much this idolized lover, if you want to say. He's seducing her with his words, and they take on this dance.
And so that's how we're going to go out with the dance of this play. References to Salvador Dali, Make Me Hot. Thank you, Marley Andrews.
Thank you.
And Rick Rivera.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you two visit. And here is that dance.
Con la vieja luna en el momento en que la noche muere, cuando se asoma la sonrisa blanca en la mañana de mi adversidad. Quiero volver a revivir la noche, porque la vieja luna mi amor, ella sabe si es que lo perdí, vieja luna que la noche va.
Called Via Luna, which is a dance done by Gabriella and the Moon, the two characters that were with us in the play, references to Salvador Dali, Make Me Hot, which opens this Friday at Stage Left Theater. And in a few minutes, we'll spend time with a play that's opening next Friday, but we're in a Spanish mood, so let's hear a few of those lovely Manuel de Falla Spanish popular songs in their original form.